So this morning, we were asked to speak something about determination in the practice of devotional service. Can you all hear her? Yes, you can hear? Because that noise... Can hear? Okay. So determination is really essential to go forward. Because in our practice, we'll have to overcome so many obstacles. In a sense, it's like swimming upstream. At one place, Prabhupada says that when we become devotees of Krishna, it's almost as if we declare war on the material energy. Because for many lifetimes we've gone, you know, with the flow or the current of material life. And now we're kind of going opposite to that. In our attempt to swim towards Krishna. So there's a very beautiful pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this pastime particularly emphasizes determination.
那这一个故事呢,
this is in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Now Dhruva Maharaj was very young, only about 5 years in age. He was one of two sons of King Uttanapada. And one day, as the story goes, both he and his brother wanted to sit on the lap of their father.
那个朱瓦呢,他的,朱瓦马哈拉吉的弟弟跟他两个都想要来坐在这爸爸这个国王的大腿上。
So his brother Uttam was first to get on his father's lap.
那他的兄弟,这个Uttama,他首先先爬到了爸爸的腿上。
And naturally, seeing that, Dhruva also wanted to come up and get the same affection.
看到这个兄弟已经坐到爸爸的大腿上了,那朱瓦呢,马哈拉吉他也想要爬到就是他的爸爸的腿上。
But just as he was about to do this,
可是就正当他要做这个动作的时候,
one of the two queens of King Uttanapada, Suruchi, she made protest.
那这个国王的其中一个妻子叫Suruchi,他就抗议了,当朱瓦要爬上他的爸爸的大,国王的大腿上的时候,他抗议了。
You don't understand that you are not born from my womb.
他说,他对这个孩子讲,对朱瓦讲说,你恐怕不太了解情况吧,你并不是我从我的子宫中生出来的。
You are born from the womb of my co-wife, Suniti.
你是从,就是另外一个,知道吗?就是我的,就是国王的另外一个妻子的子宫中出生的。
So actually, you're not qualified to sit on the lap of your father.
因此事实上你根本就没有资格可以坐在这个国王的大腿上。
Only my son is qualified.
只有我亲生的小孩才有这个资格。
So you will have to do great austerity and pray to the Supreme Lord to become qualified to take birth in my womb. And then in the future, you will be then qualified to sit on your father's lap.
那这个后母呢，就对这个朱爸讲，他说，你唯一的办法就是开始崇拜至尊人格守神，你跟他祈祷崇拜，然后使你自己能够符合资格，能够在来世能够从我的子宫中投生，只有这样你才能够符合这个资格，可以坐到这个王座上，坐到国王的大腿上。
So even though Dhruva was very small, only 5 years in age, because he was a Kshatriya, he was greatly angered.
尽管这个朱吧，他只不过是个五岁大的小孩，但是由于他身上流着 Kshatriya 这种皇室的这种血液，他是没有办法忍受的。
And he immediately began to cry, and he bit his lip in anger. He ran to his mother Suniti.
那当时的朱吧，他是愤愤不平，他是气到咬牙切齿的，就是很激动的冲到妈妈，他的妈妈，Suniti 那边去找他的妈妈。
And as a mother would do, she immediately tried to pacify him.
就像一个母亲会对于一个伤心的孩子做的，就是他的妈妈立刻就安慰这个孩子。
Placed him on her lap.
他把他的孩子抱到他的腿上。
And heard from others what had happened.
而且他也听从别人那边听说到底他的孩子就是发生了什么事情。
And so when she heard this,
当他听说了这件事情的时候，这个妈妈听说了这件事情的时候，
she was also disturbed.
她也其实心里也感到非常的不高兴。
But she said that what your stepmother has said is actually true.
可是她对她的孩子朱爸说，你的后母所说的却是一个事实。
She is the favored queen.
因为她毕竟是最受宠的那个，这个国王最受宠的一个臣妾。
And if you want to become qualified to sit on the lap of your father, then you will have to do as she says. You will have to go and pray to the Supreme Lord, because it's only the Supreme Lord that can ultimately fulfill that desire.
他说，其实你的后母说的没有错。如果你真的想解决你的问题的话，你真的要好好的去崇拜至尊人的守神，就是向他祈祷，以便你能够真正由至尊主那边来得到这个资格，他能够满足你的愿望。
So she was directed by him to worship the Supreme Lord in a secluded place.
因此他就听了他妈妈的话，到了一个僻静的地方，去崇拜就是至 Krishna 至尊人格守神。
And practice devotional service.
而且练习做奉爱服务。
Meditating on the Supreme Lord.
冥想就是至尊主。
Now it's interesting, she didn't tell him to worship a demigod.
有趣的是，就是这个他的妈妈并没有告诉他说，你去崇拜半神人。
We know that there are some 33 million demigods.
我们都知道有3300万个半神人。
And they're all very powerful.
而且半神人也都很有力量啊。
You know, we have the demigod of the sun, of the moon, of the air, of fire, water, all the different elements.
大家可知道半神人很多，包括月神、太阳神、水神，这些很多很多的半神人。
All very powerful.
而且他们也都很有力量。
But they're unable to give one the ultimate benediction, which is to be able to return back to Krishna's eternal abode.
可是这些半神人，他们尽管这么有力量，这么有力量，可是却没有一个半神人可以赐予人最终的利益，可以回到 Krishna 的身边。
So he was very determined.
这 这个朱巴马哈拉吉他是非常的坚决的坚定。
He had a strong desire in his heart.
他的心中有坚定不移的信心。
Now, as he was on his way,
那现在那个五岁的这个朱巴呢，这个孩子他就在就开始上路了。
He came in contact with the great saint, Sri Narada Muni.
然后他就在这个过程，他遇到了这个 Narada Muni.
Now, Narada Muni appeared just at the right time.
而这个大圣人 Narada Muni 刚好就是在那个刚刚好的时候出现。
Because Suniti acted as his first guru in a sense, the Vartman Pradakshina Guru, one who pointed him in the right direction, introduced him to the path of devotional service.
事实上朱瓦马哈拉吉的第一个灵性导师是他的妈妈。那因为他的妈妈是他的训示灵性导师，因为他向他指出了正确的道路。
Now, by the arrangement of the Lord, Sri Narada Muni appears as the person who would initiate him into the process of devotional service and also act as his main guide.
那接着呢，由于至尊主的意愿，所以就是 Narada Muni 在这个时候就出现了，出现在朱巴马哈拉吉的面前，就是代表的，就是好像要给他，就是在灵性的道路上给他启蒙、引导他的这个老师，是不是的？
So although Narada Muni was not present in the palace when this conversation had taken place between his mother Suniti and Dhruva, he still had complete understanding of the situation.
尽管当时的 Narada Muni 他没有出现在 Dhruva Maharaj 跟他的妈妈他们在皇宫里的时候的那段对话，可是他却完美的知道他们所发生的一切。
Because these personalities called Trikalagya means they can see the past, the present, and they can also see the future. They're not God, but they're great servants of the Lord, and the Lord empowers them to have this ability.
尽管 Narada Muni 他不是神本人，可是由于他是至尊主非常纯粹的奉献者，因此 Krishna 赋予他这种强大的力量，让他可以有这样特殊的能力，看见过去、现在、未来。
So by arrangement of the Lord, Sri Narada Muni appeared to guide him.
所以由于至尊主的仁慈的安排， Narada Muni 就在这个适当的时刻出现在朱瓦马哈拉吉的面前。
And he first asked Dhruva, why are you so upset?
首先他就先问 Dhruva Maharaj 说，你为什么这么的生气呢？
You're but a young child.
你只不过是个小男孩。
Why should you be so disturbed by some words?
你为什么只不过是个孩子，怎么会对于大人讲的话就感到那么的在意，那么的生气呢？
It's not that words can harm you. In this world, we should expect such things.
其实我们在这个物质生存中，我们每一个人都要有这种心理准备，知道这种话，这种是话会伤害人的这种问题。
So he tried to appeal to Dhruva to just remain equipoised.
其实 Narada Muni 他这么跟 Dhruva Maharaj 讲这些话，这个孩子讲这些话，他是想要帮助他。就是达到那种心理的平静的状态。
Then he tested him.
其实他一直在测试这个孩子。
To see how determined he was.
他想要测试朱巴到底有多么的坚定。
He said, "You're a young boy."
你只不过是个小孩。
And young children are attached to playing sports and being with friends. This is not a time in your life where you should be so serious in pursuing self-realization.
他说你只不过是这么小的男孩，你还不到那种年纪说好像要去追求什么觉悟自我。通常你这种年纪的孩子啊，不是都在玩吗？不是都是在交朋友，都在跟孩子玩，怎么会干嘛这么认真，还在想什么觉悟自我的事情？
So I advise you to go home.
所以我建议你还是回去吧。
And grow up. And later, when you're ready and more mature, then you can think seriously about this. Dhruva said, I cannot do this. Because I'm very much driven by passion. I'm not a Brahmin. I'm a Kshatriya. And my blood is boiling. I want to rule a kingdom greater than my father, greater than my grandfather, and greater than my great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. He wanted to prove to everybody that if he couldn't sit on the lap of his father, then he would attain a position greater than anyone had ever attained before. So no doubt, this was a material desire. But as we continue to narrate the story, we'll see how the Lord fulfills that desire in a very wonderful way. So now he sees that Dhruva is determined. And then he advises him what to do. He gives him very specific instructions. He tells them to go to a holy place on the side of the Jamuna, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan called Madhuvan. There, he says, you take bath in the holy Jamuna 3 times a day for purification. You chant various mantras for purification. And also he gave him a very detailed instruction on how to practice his type of yogic process, which was Ashtanga yoga. Various breathing exercises to cool the mind.
比方说有一些瑜伽的体位，一些呼吸的方法来帮助自己，就是平静，就是他的心。So
the point was not to practice Ashtanga yoga, but it was just a path or a method to come to the point of having full a meditation on the Lord.
其实他用的这种修行的方法 Ashtanga yoga, 他并不是说叫他真的去练瑜伽，他的意思是用这种方法 来帮助自己能够专注地冥想至尊主 Krishna.
Because the ultimate goal of Ashtanga yoga is to meditate on the Lord within, the super soul.
Yeah. 因为瑜伽的锻炼最终的目的是帮助一个人能够专注地冥想内在的超灵 Krishna.
He also tells him that he should engage in the worship of the deity.
而且他还教诸法要就是做神像的那个崇拜。
Because to worship the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the Lord is very much a part of the process of becoming Krishna conscious. The idea is that Krishna has a form. The Lord has a form.
Krishna 是有形象的.
We cannot see that form directly, but Krishna makes himself available in the form of what do we call the Archavigraha form of the Lord. He appears in art, he appears in metal or wood or other elements, and we can then worship the Lord in that form. So Krishna, he accepts worship through that form. And when properly installed, the form is Krishna. Now, we may think that if the Lord can appear in the different elements, that we can just worship anything. What's the difference between worshiping a picture or worshiping a deity and worshiping the table? It's also an element, right? Krishna, he gives very clear instructions how to form those deities to the exact last detail, finest detail. And it's like this. Prabhupada gives the example of a post box that, there's an authorized post box that's given by the government. And because it's authorized, if you put your letter in that mailbox, then you'll be sure the mailman will pick it up and deliver it to where it's supposed to go. But if you just put up your own box, what will happen? You'll put many letters in. But they'll just remain there. And soon there'll be no room to put any more letters in, because no one's going to pick them up. Yeah? So there's an authorized form of the Lord, and the Lord accepts service through that form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dhruva is in the middle of the forest. So where will he find such deities? So he's directed then to use earth and water to make a deity. You can also make out of these elements. He's taught to offer some foodstuffs, whatever is food, simple foodstuff that he can gather in the forest, to offer flowers and so on. So offer systematic worship. So he's advised not just to meditate and to be inactive, but he's also taught to be very much active and engage his senses and his body in the service of the Lord in a practical way. So devotional service means to use the body, the mind, and the senses in the service of Krishna. So it doesn't mean inaction. It means action. It means action. Be active. And then Narada Muni says you should also chant the mantra. And the mantra he gives him is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narada Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj the mantra
is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And so in this way, Dhruva Maharaj, he's chanting the mantra, he's engaged in the service of the Lord. But because he's also practicing Ashtanga Yoga, he is in an asana, quite a complicated asana. It's something like a tree pose. He's standing on one leg, with the other leg, you know how they do, like in, and then his arms are upstretched. But he's also on his toe, his big toe. And not just for a few seconds or a few minutes. He's doing this continuously for 6 months. So quite an austerity. Offering the mantra, and he's trying to offer the service to the Lord within the heart. So the interesting thing here is that Dhruva Maharaj, he's following exactly the instruction. He's to the T, he's following exactly the instructions being given.
Dhruva Maharaj 他完美的按照他的灵性导师纳尔达摩尼的指示，知道吗？去做完美的遵循他的训示。
And by following that instruction exactly, he's becoming empowered.
由于他完美的按照这个灵性导师的训示去做了，因此他被赋予了全然的力量。
With the instruction comes the empowerment to fulfill it. And in one purport, Prabhupada, he focuses on this point.
那在其中的就是Srila Prabhupada就是对这几节就是娱乐活动的评注里头，Srila Prabhupada在要旨中有谈到一件事。
This is important for us.
那这件事情对我们每个人来讲很重要。
Because he kind of reflects on his own spiritual life and the instruction that he had gotten from his own spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
其实Srila Prabhupada写这段话就在就是在想到当时是他的灵性老师巴基斯坦萨尔斯瓦提塔库，知道吗？给他的训示，他是如何去做的？这段回顾。
Back in the 50s, when he was translating the Bhagavad Gita.
那在当年呢，就是50年代的时候，释迦牟尼佛在翻译就是国家梵歌。
He came across a verse in the second chapter.It really deeply touched him.
然后他当时呢，他在做就是第二章的那个评注，他发现这个整个这个章节实在太让他触动他的心了。
That's the 41st verse.
第四十节诗。
Yeah, yes.
有一节诗是第四十节诗。
Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one.
就是那个呢，走在这条道路上，目标专一的人，很坚定的人。
O beloved child of the Kuru's intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched.
可是那个就是对这条道路呢，就是他的心有处着那种怀疑就是有很多的怀疑，然后不坚定。就是犹豫不决的人，就是他，就像他的智力，就是有很多的枝蔓，就是没有办法好好的前进。
So we know when Prabhupada was translating, he referred to the commentaries of many prominent acharyas.
而释迦牟尼佛每次在就是做这些评注的时候，事实上他都是用很多的前辈的灵性导师的评注来引用他们的话来说的。
One of them was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
其中一位是 Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Who?
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
And the thing that impressed Prabhupada most was with what this Acharya had to say about this verse.
那让这个释迦牟尼佛印象很深刻的就是我们刚刚讲的 Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur 他所说的这段评注。
So listen very carefully because this is very...directly related to our topic of gaining determination to practice devotional service.
大家要特别小心的来聆听这段话，因为这段话跟我们如何能够就是意志坚决的走在这条道路上有很大的关系。
The best kind of intelligence I can have is intelligence used in the service of Krishna.
我所能够得到的最高的智力就是用来为 Krishna 服务的这种智力。
Intelligence is defined as fixed when it is intent upon following my spiritual master's instructions.
那当我呢能够坚定不移的就是来执行我的灵性导师给我的训示的这一种状态，那么这种智力就是叫做坚定不移的智力。
Instructions such as chanting the name of Krishna,
比方说像念诵至尊主的圣名的这种训示，
remembering his activities,
记忆 Krishna 的活动
and performing service to his lotus feet. My spiritual master's instructions are my sadhana and my life. Both in the beginning stages of bhakti as well as in bhakti's perfectional stage. I desire only to follow his instructions. I accept nothing else as my life's work, even in dreams. Whether I am happy or distressed, whether the material world remains or is destroyed, I don't care. There is no loss for me. I simply must carry the orders of my spiritual master. And this is the important point. Fixedness upon his order is determined intelligence and devotional service.
May I take a look at this? Fixedness upon, okay. 坚定不移的放在灵性导师的训示上。
So this really impacted Prabhupada, and when he read this, he of course was reminded of the instruction that he had received from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to give Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people of the world. And he later told the devotees that when he was already in the West and there was already quite a bit established, he said that this was one of the main inspirations for him to do everything he possibly could to act on that instruction. That's really what separated Prabhupada from all the rest, that others had received the instruction, but he was the one that actually acted on it.
The difference between him and the other disciples.
He had absolute faith in the instruction. And he had absolute faith in the holy name. Armed with those two things, he was able to get, you know, all of this, you know, fabulous response and success. And at many places, many times, he said this.
在很多的地方很多时候他都一直在重复讲这件事情。
That whatever success we're getting is only because I tried to follow the instruction of my spiritual master.
他说我所有的成功都是来自于我非常的坚定不移的执行我的灵性导师给我的训示。
So in the same way, Dhruva Maharaj is here. He's in the forest. He's following the instruction of Sri Narada Muni.
所以同样的 ，Dhruva Maharaj 是不是他在森林里苦修的时候？他也是一样，他完美的执行了他的灵性导师 Narada Muni 给他的训示。
And at some point, through following that instruction, he's actually getting darshan of the Lord within the heart.
而他执行了灵性导师给他的训示之后，同样的，他也在他的心中见到了至尊主，在心中见到了至尊主。
And that form was already described.To him by his mother Suniti and also by Sri Narada Muni, and now he's seeing himself.
那这个心中的至尊主的形象，就是由他的妈妈 Suniti 还有他的灵性导师 Narada Muni 都同时两个人跟他讲过这个形象，而他现在真的借由这个方法见到了心中的至尊主。
He's seeing this darkish blue complected.Personality, four-armed.
他看到了黑皮肤的，就是 Krishna 的四臂形象。
He's seeing lotus-petaled eyes.
他看到了莲花般的眼 ，Krishna 莲花般的眼。
He's seeing him holding various symbols. He sees the tuft on his white hair on his chest, the Srivatsa.
他还看到了 Krishna 他的就是胸膛这个地方的一个这个 Srivatsa 的那个标志。
So this is his meditation.
就是他的冥想，冥想至尊主的形象，他看到了。
So he's fixed.
他就很专注的冥想。
And as he's watching, he's meditating on this form of the Lord.
他就是冥想，就是很专注的看着心中的这个至尊主的这个形象。
All of a sudden, this form disappears.
突然间，他心中的这个至尊主的形象。怎么瞬间突然不见了？
And he feels that something's been taken away from him, so it's something so dear.
他突然觉得一个很亲爱的、挚爱的东西突然被拿走的感觉。
And he's very perturbed. He doesn't know what to do.
他突然瞬间呆住了，他不知道该怎么办。
But then he opens his eyes.
然后他睁开了他冥想的，本来在冥想，突然瞬间睁开双眼。
And he sees that the same form that he was meditating upon in the heart.Now is standing right before him.
突然，他看到他心中一直冥想而且看见的那个形象，怎么就站在他的面前
？And he's awed. He's awed.
他当时就是突然惊呆了。
He falls flat, dandavats.
所以惊呆了，突然就整个人就像棍子一样，就跪倒在地上。
he's just taking in the beauty of the Lord.
然后他就是整个就是看到。Krishna 这个美丽的这个形象呢，他就充分的就是看着他。
And with folded hands, he wants to offer prayers.
然后他就立刻双手合掌，想要能够献上一些祈祷。
But he's a young boy.
可是问题是他只不过是个孩子啊。
He doesn't have the proper language.
他孩子他还不知道用什么语言来讲话。
But he has a desire.
可是他就是有这个愿望，想要献上一点祈祷。
So seeing this, the Lord reciprocates.
可是就是至尊主呢，就回应了这个孩子的愿望。
And he touches him with his conch shell.
他就用那个海螺就碰触了这个猪爸的头。
And empowers him to speak very beautifully.
然后他被海螺碰触了之后，就让他有这个力量，可以以非常优美的就是语言。
So in the course of Dhruva Maharaj's glorification of the Lord, he also laments that he had this material desire. Said, I now realize that, you know, this material desire.It was just like trying to search after little pieces of broken glass.
他非常感慨，他觉得他怎么可能曾经就 许下那种愿望，说想要得到什么物质的东西。他觉得这个很像是一个人在寻找一种碎玻璃一样的没有价值的东西。
But now I found the most valuable gem.
可是现在我却找到了最珍贵的珠宝。
So sometimes in our own practice, we get diverted.
那就是由于以前呢，就是我就是被误导。
Get sidetracked, pursuing little.
Sometimes in our practice, we become distracted.
有时候在我们的灵性的练习上，我们也会被误，知道吗？误入歧途。我们也会这样。
To pursue a little material desire.
然后去追寻一些就是物质的不值得要的东西。
And it may take us off track.
那可能就是在这一个修行的道路上，我们可能都会有这种。
It may take us away from Krishna.
那可是在这个过程里头，可能 Krishna 会帮助我们把这个
拿。It may take us away from Krishna.
那我们可能会一路就带着这些物质欲望跟带着 Krishna 一起，知道吗？就是走一段路。对，我们可能同时有这种灵性的、有物质的东西带着走一段路。
So Dhruva Maharaj says, "There's nothing higher. There's nothing greater."Than the devotional service of the Lord.
可是现在的朱瓦马哈拉吉呢，他见到了 Krishna， 他除了 Krishna， 他再也不想要任何其他的混杂的东西。
So the Lord wants to reciprocate.
所以这个 Krishna 呢，想要回应朱瓦。
And Dhruva Maharaj had the desire.
可是朱瓦他就是有这样的欲望。
So the Lord wants to fulfill it.
曾经有那样的欲望，所以就是 Krishna 也想要满足他曾经有的欲望。
You remember the desire?
你们记得他曾经有什么欲望吗？愿望吗？Yes, a kingdom even bigger than his father and his father.
His father, his grandfather, yeah, great grandfather.
Great grandfather.
Yeah, even greater than Lord Brahma.
甚至比 Brahma 还大的王国，对不对？
So how do you beat that? How do you beat that?
那如何能够达到那样的那个呢？打败那样的愿望呢？
Brahma's the secondary creator.
你想想看，一个人要达到这种成就很不容易吧？
How do you
Brahma 其实是整个创造的第二个工程师。
How do you have greater rulership than him? How do you have a greater planet than him?
一个人怎么样才能够达到这种愿望？比一个整个宇宙的整个说的宇宙的创造者 Brahma 还要大的王国，有可能吗？
So the Lord gives Dhruva Maharaj a very special place, which we know as the pole star.
所以有趣的就是在于 Krishna 竟然还是有办法可以满足，没有人能够比 Brahma 更大的，因为一切都是他创造的，因此 Krishna 给他一个很特别的一个方法，给他赐予他北极星，北极星球。
When we look up at night, that's the brightest star that we see.
你们在夜晚的时候抬头往上看星空，最亮的那一颗就是北极星。
This is not a material planet.
事实上，北极星已经不是物质的星球了。
It's actually a Vaikuntha planet found within this world.
它是所谓的外昆塔星球，灵性世界的星球，只不过它是在物质世界的一颗外昆塔星球，知道吗？
And it's very special.
非常的特别。
In that, within this planet, there's an island called Swetadweep.
那在这个物质世界有个地方叫做 Swetadweep.
Swetadweep. And the Lord, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, he's there lying on the ocean of milk.
那我们都知道那个就是牛奶之羊 Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, 他躺在牛奶之羊上。
He, of course, is the origin of the super soul that's expanded in all of our hearts.
他是所有的超灵的源头，知道吗？这个牛奶之羊 Vishnu, 他是所有的超灵的源头。
So Dhruva Maharaj got this benediction that he would rule over this planet.
那因此，当时朱瓦马哈拉因为他的物质欲望不想满足他，因此就赐予他这个。地位让他能够在这个北极星这个地方。
But first, he would take over the kingdom from his father.
但是首先，他还要先从他的爸爸那边
And rule over that kingdom, it said, for 36,000 years. This was in the time when duration of life was much longer. Now, interesting, even though Dhruva got all these benedictions, and you might think, if you were in his position, wow, this is so wonderful. But we hear that he became morose. Why? Because now he understood what pure devotional service was. He was greatly ashamed that he had these material desires, that he was going to the Lord to get something. And he actually desired, although he could not do it over, he desired that rather than have this indirect means of coming to the Lord, he really wished that he just had gone the direct path. So he returns to the palace now. He's greeted by his father and his mother and his stepmother. And he was very humble and very gracious and very forgiving. And where he had left in great anger, now he returned fully pure in heart. And now he just wanted to execute the order of the Lord. So many nice lessons in this pastime. There are other details, but we don't have the time to discuss them all. But the main lesson we learn is determination. Determination to persevere. To actually go forward. For whatever reason, sometimes practitioners, they hold back. And they may accept certain parts of the practice and not others. Or they'll, accept the practice of chanting, but not chanting so much.
Chanting,
it's like we're we're taught by our founder Acharya, who set the standard that we should eventually come to this to the standard of chanting 16 rounds a day. One doesn't have to start at 16 rounds. But one has to make a plan. Just like we make plans for everything in life. We have to make a plan for how to progress. So if we're actually serious and if we want to progress, then we have to start to chant in a regulated fashion. First from 1 to 2 to 3 and so on. And the chanting should be attentive. Really try to hear, listen to each and every word. And if one can follow the regular principles, the Gita calls these the regulative principles of freedom.
Freedom.
Free.
Freedom. Okay. 就是说，其实这个遵守规范原则可以帮助我们，反而能够给我们自由。
They are called the four regulative principles of freedom.
他们就是说，这个规范原则对，就是能够给我们带来自由的。
Because by following them, you actually become free.
因为如果我们能够遵守一些规范原则的话，我们能够感受到反而能够自由的感觉。
If you you will become very entangled by sinful activities if you don't.
因为我们现在之所以觉得自己被捆绑的感觉，是由于我们从事了罪恶的活动。可是如果我们藉由遵守规范原则，摆脱这些罪恶活动的话，我们很自然的会感觉到自己是感觉到自由的。
And for those who follow, you actually feel that.
而那些这么做的人，真的有这种感受。Also
seriously studying Prabhupada's books.
而且要很认真地开始来学习Srila Prabhupada的书。
Because he labored so hard to write them.
因为Srila Prabhupada他是那么的费力的，就是写了这些书，那么用心，也花了那么多的精神。And
if one seriously reads them and seriously follows the instructions that are given, one makes tangible spiritual advancement.
一个人如果能够很好地阅读Srila Prabhupada的书，并且遵守Srila Prabhupada书中给我们的教导的话，那这个人肯定可以在灵性的道路上取得很大的进步。Remember
Prabhupada's inspiration.
一定要记得Srila Prabhupada给我们的这种启发。
That when he read that commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he saw the termination was really based on a simple principle.
Vishwanath. 一个人最所能够做的最好最高的智力，就是能够坚定不移的遵循这个灵性导师所给予的训示。To
make the instruction of the spiritual master one's life and soul.
也就是把灵性导师的训诫，他的训示，看作是他的生命和灵魂。So
if we just follow what Prabhupada says.
我们就是遵循着，就是Srila Prabhupada。
And our advancement is guaranteed. It's a science. And if we follow the formula, then advancement will be there. And to the extent that we don't, then will be floundering.
那如果就是我们能够达到这个标准的话，肯定我们就是能够按照预期的能够达到那样的水准。
Floundering. So these are the thoughts I wanted to share with you this morning.
这是今天早上想跟大家分享的一个故事。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Have you any questions?
你们有什么问题吗？
刚刚那个邮筒的那个问题，那确定邮差会来收信帮我们寄上去。
You mentioned about the post box. How do we confirm that the postman will get the letters from the post box? How do we know?
If it's an authorized post box,there is no question. The postman will certainly pick up the letter.
如果那个邮筒它是真正的邮筒，对不对？被授权的，因为它被授权的，所以它当然一定会来收信。
And for those who regularly engage in worship of the deity,
那对于那些真的就是在做神像崇拜的人，
one can feel purification.
那一个人在做神像崇拜，他能够
One can feel reciprocation.
可以感受到他有被回应的感觉。
I'll just give you, I mean, this is, oh, it's related, it's related.
这是跟你有关的。
When I was still very new, I had just come in contact with Prabhupada's books.
当年呢，我还刚接触到
And in those days, there was no temple close to where I was living.
那当时呢，还没有什么，我附近还没有什么庙宇，什么都没有。
This was in the early 70s.
那当时是在70年代早期的时候。
So I got the book from a second-hand bookstore. The Gita, I started reading. I was very inspired. In the preface pages, it showed that if you're interested in the subject matter, you correspond with a secretary that was on the other side of the United States. I did that.
然后当年他就是在二手书店呢，找到了一本二手的国家梵歌。他打开看，他觉得很受鼓舞启发，然后他就开始读。然后在书的那边有一个地方，就是讲到就是说。如果你读这本书有什么问题的话，你可以跟这个秘书联络。然后秘书就在美国的另外一边，知道吗？很远的地方，他真的就跟他联络。
And I asked questions. He very nicely answered the questions, and he would always send me more devotional material. So one of the first things he sent me was the Hare Krishna cookbook.
那这个秘书呢，他就很好的、很尽职职的。恪尽其职的，刚跟我解释了很多我所问的问题，然后接着他就陆续的一直把关于 Krishna 的很多的讯息都寄给我。那他寄给我的第一本就是关于就是 Krishna 的那个烹饪的书，知道吗？
Because the Bhagavad Gita kept talking about prasadam.
因为事实上就 Krishna 意识啊，国家梵歌里面都有讲到所谓的 prasadam 这件事情，他寄给我的是品味包那书。
So I basically understood, you know, what was to be offered and what was not to be offered to Krishna.
所以基本上我就先学到了，我应该给 Krishna 供奉什么，我不应该供奉什么。
Not meat, fish, or eggs, or.
有鱼肉蛋，不吃鱼肉蛋。
I also said garlic and onions.
然后不也不可以供奉什么，蒜头啊，洋葱这种东西。
Vegetables, fruits, milk, grain, so on.
这些水果、
Could be offered.
这些蔬果类都可以供奉。
So now I had this cookbook.
那我就拿到了一本烹饪的书。
So I followed the recipes.
所以我就按照了这本就是烹饪的这本书来烹饪。
Began to learn to cook these preparations.
我开始来学习怎么为 Krishna 准备这些食物。
And it also taught how to set up a simple altar.
我还就是被教导了，从书上看到了应该怎么样，就是把弄一个自己的那个 Krishna 的神塔。
And to take some of the preparations and offer it in special bowls that were only for Krishna.
对呀，然后我还学习到了怎么用 Krishna 专用的这个盘子啊，然后
And then to offer certain prayers. To bow down like this. Ring a bell and offer certain prayers. Then after offering those prayers, you were to wait a certain amount of time so Krishna could eat. So I meant, so while I was waiting, I had this overwhelming sensation that just the act of making the offering completely satisfied all my desires. And actually, I wasn't even desirous to eat. You know, normally when you cook, you're thinking, cook as fast as possible, and let's get it on that table so we can eat. Many people can't even wait till they get it on the table. Even when they're cooking, they're stirring in the pot and they're sipping and they're tasting it. Yeah. I just by doing this, just by following and offering the prayers and making this offering to Krishna as best as I could understand from the instructions that were given, I felt somehow just very satisfied, the overwhelming sensation. By offering Krishna, by serving Krishna, you're automatically satisfied.
So I want to share with you this experience of my own
So this is how you know the letter is being picked up. It's very, you can feel it, it's experiential. You can feel the material desires gradually reducing. And feeling a very deep satisfaction heart. So that's unmistakable. Another question?
The point is this, you know, since Yamaraj sent his servant Yamaduta to take away Ajamina, but he was stopped by Vishnuduta. But she would like to know how come Yamaraj's servant had never seen a devotee, never seen Vishnuduta. How is it possible?
That the Yamadutas had never seen a Vishnuduta, they had never seen a devotee?
Yeah, yeah. Because she found a verse that they report to Yamaraj, Yamaduta report to Yamaraj, we have never seen such an effulgence, you know, a person full of effulgence like them. Yeah.
It tells us a few things. One is that devotees are very rare.
首先, 奉献者是很罕见的,
devotees are very rare in this world.
在这个世界上, 奉献者真的是很罕见的,
and the Yamaduta's experience was with dealing with very sinful people.
那这个Yamaduta就是Yamaraj的那些使者，他们都是在专门就是找那些很罪恶的人，知道吗？
Where it was very clear.
这是非常清楚的，对不对？他们是来抓那些这些很罪恶的人。
These people have been very sinful, and they are due to be punished.
就是那些很罪恶的人，那些要被处罚的那些人。Now,
Ajamil is a very special case.
可是这个Ajamina他是一个非常特殊的案例子。
In that, in the early years of his life, he was engaged in devotional service.
因为他在很早年的时候，他是做了很多的奉爱服务。
And later he fell.
后来他堕落了。And
due to the devotional service that he practiced in his youth, he had the good sense, or perhaps it was even the mercy of Krishna, that he named his youngest child Narayan.
可是由于他的好运，他早年做过的那些奉爱服务给他带来的好运，让他能够给他的孩子最小的孩子取名就是叫做知道吗？就是Narayan Krishna 的名字。So
even though he was very sinful for many long years,
尽管他后来堕落了，从事了很多年的罪恶活动，
he regularly called out the name of his youngest son Narayan.
他就一直都能够 喊他的孩子的名字，喊Krishna的名字出来。
And even by unconsciously chanting the name of the Lord, he was purified.
尽管他不是有意要喊Krishna的，可是他却也被净化了，Ajamina被净化了。And
of course, when death was calling, and the Yamadutas were just there at his doorstep, so to speak, ready to pull him out of his body, then he, out of great fear, he called out the name of his youngest son, Narayan. In great desperation, it was said that his chanting was Namabas chanting.
这些奉爱服务，所以让他在那个时候，他能够就是呼喊出他的儿子，喊出他的儿子的名字Narayan。
So up until that time, at least these Yamadutas, they had never seen such a thing.
那他的呼喊，当时的真诚的呼喊，就是 Namabas, 就是知道吗？就是他还是念出来的，对。
So this is also an up.
The Yamadutas have not seen.
那Yamaduta他从来没有见过这种状况，从来没有看过这种状况。
It was also an opportunity for Yamaraj to speak, and in his instructions to the Yamadutas, he also gives some wonderful insights as to the position of a devotee.
那这种是一个刻意的安排，故意有这种安排，让Yamaraj阎罗王可以找到机会来 谈论奉献者的荣耀，知道吗？就是故意有这个安排，让他有那个机会。
Someone who chants the holy name is is very special.
也就是要来讲，就是说那个能够念诵圣名的人是非常特别的。
So all of this is for our benefit.
所以所有的这一切的安排都是为了我们的利益才这样来讲述这些东西。
Including, you know, the exchanges between the Yamadutas and Yamaraj.
那也包括就是这个Yamaraj 阎罗王以及 Yamadutta 就是他的使者，包括他们。
As they reveal their doubts, and Yamaraj, he removes their doubts through explanation as to the position of devotees.
引出这些对话，然后让这个 Yamadutta 有一些困惑，故意的让有困惑，然后 Yamaraj 阎罗王才能够借这个机会来讲出奉献者的荣耀，那个念诵圣名的人的荣耀。
At the same time, we know that Ajamil wasn't fully purified.
那我们也知道，就是这个Ajamina他并没有被完全的净化，对不对？还没有到达完美这样。
And he still had to perfect himself.
他还是必须要继续的完善。
So he was advised to go to Hardwar and to continue worshiping the Lord.
所以还被他到最后还说还要去那个 Hardwar 那个地方，就是 Rishikesh 旁边那个地方，去继续的做对 Krishna 的崇拜。
Until which time he did attain perfection, the Lord came for him.
那直到他完美的时候，然后才会来接他回到那个灵性世界。
Any other insights you want to offer?
Yes, yes, yes. Yamaraj is a devotee of Krishna.
Yamaraj, he is Krishna's 奉献者.
So he knows that he knows he's familiar with the Vishnu Dutta.
所以他当然非常，他对那个 Vishnu Dutta 他当然很熟悉。
But his servants not.
可是他的仆人并不熟悉。
Yeah, just doing their job of collecting sinful souls.
因为他是他的使者嘛，阎罗王的使者，他们只被任命去抓那些，知道吗？那些做从事罪恶活动的人，他们不是很熟悉所谓的那些奉献者。
But from this incident, they got to know about Vishnu and the glories of the devotees.
所以从借由这个 Ajamina 的事件，他们才会开始知道有关于奉爱服务啦，哈，好，知道就是关于 Vishnu 的荣耀啊，这方面的奉献者的荣耀的事情。
Certainly.
毫无疑问的，可以。
There are verses that say that even taking Mahaprasadam one time. Yeah.
他说，经典里面有讲，一个人嘛，那哪怕是只吃到 Mahaprasadam 一次。
Or just chanting the holy name one time.
或者是只有念诵圣名一次。
But.
Yes, remember at the time of that.
You have. Yeah, but let me clarify. Your point is that at the time of death, if you've just taken the holy name or taking Mahaprasadam, I'm saying prior, any time in your life you've taken, right? And they say, are you saying at the time of death, then you won't have to see the Yamadutas? That's your question? What's your answer?
Only to remember from the time of death.
Well,
but is it what chance is that you remember about the death?
Devotional service is something that never goes in vain. And we do get protected. But it's something that's going to gradually mature. You know, and it may not mature over one lifetime. I would venture to say that many of us here have practiced devotional service in past lifetimes. And we're continuing in this lifetime. So, it really depends just how serious we become. If we're really serious and we're able to remember Krishna at the last moment, Krishna says we'll go back to him. If not, then we may have to continue to practice. There's always the mercy factor. You know, we hear this as well, that if we engage ourselves wholeheartedly in trying to assist Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in propagating the Sankirtan movement, we get some, invite some special mercy. Prabhupada said that they may come. Another time he said Bhaktivinoda Thakur will come personally because they're so appreciative that you've done this. So the mercy factor is also there. And Prabhupada said, he also said that we have to do the work.
Right?
We're always praying for the mercy. But to really invite that mercy, we have to play our part. To be serious in our practice. So if you're asking that if you take Mahaprasadam one time or chant the holy name one time, if that's a guarantee that you'll never see the Yamadutas, I've not heard that that's an absolute guarantee.
We see the example of Raja Mila. He was a serious practitioner in his young age. He was serious practicing. And because of that, Krishna made the arrangement that he would name his son Narayana and would remember to call his son, and then he remembered Narayana as he called his son, remember Narayana, because that impression that he got from his young age practice came back.
But
But what we can't, what we can say with absolute certainty,
that
if we chant the holy name one time or take Mahaprasadam one time, our devotional service has begun. And the fact that it's begun means that it will gradually continue, either in this lifetime or the next. Does it guarantee a human form of life? I would like to say yes. Yes. Gita says like that. Even if you practice for a short time, right? Short time, you're born in an aristocratic family. Long time, that means if you don't make perfection, then you're born in either for a short time you don't make perfection, you're born in an aristocratic family. Longer time, you don't make perfection in the family of transcendentalists. Yeah, transcendentalists. So that is the absolute guarantee. You will not have to take a birth in any other species than human. And if you're serious, Prabhupada said you can finish the business in one lifetime. Go back home, back to Godhead. No more birth, death, old age, and disease. Should we do anything more? Should we do anything? Finish with anything? Kirtan? Should we finish with kirtan or not? Maybe short. About short. What is short? Time to ask question.
Okay.
What?
She asked, in hellish planets. Yeah. In hellish planets. Is there any opportunity to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam or devotional service there? Hellish planet.
Yes, of course. Because even in the story of Dhruva Maharaj, which was the main point of our talk today, although we somehow ended up talking much more about Ajamil, but
但是,
in the purports, Prabhupada said that persons like Sri Narada Muni, they go everywhere. That means they'll go anywhere to try to give Krishna consciousness to others. But you're saying the hellish planets. And you seem to be saying the hellish planet is somewhere other than this planet.
Some other planet than this planet.
Oh. 就是除了这个星球之外，还有其他的星球。
No, no, no. you say that every planet is something different from this planet.
你觉得地狱星球是跟这个星球不一样的一个星球。
But if you turn on the news, you find that this place is pretty hellish.
可是你如果打开新闻，你就会发现，其实我们这里就像地狱一样。我们地球。
Maybe less so in Taiwan.
也许台湾没那么严重。
Less so in Taiwan, huh? Okay. But still, reactions are coming. There are things going on. There is suffering.
可是我们都知道嘛，那些业报都一直在发生，对不对？所以这些灾难啊，那些业报的反应都一直在爆发出来，知道吗？灾难都一直出来。
But in other places of the planet, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. They've been displaced. They're being put through so much suffering.Famine. The Middle East is completely blowing up. It's, what's going on in many parts of the world? That is certainly hell. As far as we've read in the fifth canto of the description of hellish planets, what's going on in some of these other places is like that. So we shouldn't think just because we're tucked away here in little old Taiwan that we're all safe from birth, death, old age, disease, and it's all good and nothing bad's gonna happen here.
所以我们不要说好像台湾日子还蛮好过的，就以为台湾呢、啊、没什么问题，好像就免于生老病死，知道吗？可以过好日子，并不是这样的。
Maybe now it's relatively good.
也许在比较上相对上我们还算不错。
But who knows as time goes on what's going to happen?
可是我们并不能保证日子会这样继续下去，我们并不知道哪一刻突然就会爆发什么事情。
But whether it's here or whether it's any place.The Lord's devotees, they go and they try to give Krishna consciousness.
而无论 Krishna 的奉献者到哪里，他所到之处，总是向人们讲述Krishna 是奉爱的科学。对。
Hare Krishna.